Okay, Simon Reish Tess. So the Gemara in Brachos Yud Beis Med Aleph has the following shaila. Nakat kasa de shechwa biyade. You had a cup of beer in your hand. The kasaver de chamra, who you thought it was wine. Pasach ubar chadai de chamra. So you started your bracha with the understanding that this was wine. In other words, your intention was to say a bori priya gafen. The siyam bide shechwa, but you realized in the middle. And you concluded with the bracha on shechur, with shakol niyavidvaro. So what's the halacha? Basar ikur bracha zlinan or basar chasima zlinan? Do we follow the ikur or do we follow the chasima? So there are three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim about how to understand this gemara, as you saw from the Beis Yosef. According to Rashi, the gemara shaila is talking about a case where when you started, your intention was to say Bari Priya Gafen, but in the middle, after the Iker HaBracha, the Psicha the Bracha, you realized that it was beer, and you completed the Bracha with Shahakal. So the words of the Bracha that you said were entirely correct, but your intention while saying the first half of the Bracha was incorrect. That's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say that since you had the wrong intention in the first half of the Bracha, you're not Yotzei, or no? Basar chasima zlinan, and therefore you are Yotze. The Rush on this interpretation asks, he quotes from the Ravid, that why should my bracha be ruined because of a chisaron in the kavana? Even without any kavana, the bracha works. Kol shekein, where I actually had the correct kavana in the end, right? Let's imagine a person goes ahead and he says the whole bracha without any kavana. He's Yotze. So here, at least I got it 50% right. Rabbeinu Yonah answers that even if you hold mitzvos ein strichos kavana, that's with the mitzvah sheyesh b'maisa, but a mitzvah that's tluya be'amira levad, like a bracha, so then everybody agrees mitzvah tzricha kavana. And therefore, since here I had the wrong kavana, maybe it's worse. Now, the Rosh himself says a different answer. The Rosh says, no, the resolution to the Ravid's Kasha is it's worse to have the wrong Kavana than no Kavana. It's true, if I don't have any Kavana when I say the Bracha, I'm spacing out some Yotze. But here, at least in the first half of the Bracha, I had the wrong Kavana because I was thinking this is wine when in fact it was beer. The Rosh himself, though, even though he defends Rashi, rejects Rashi's pshat because he thinks that the tsushtal that the Gemara has to Yotze or doesn't work. And therefore, the Rosh himself gives a second interpretation of the Gemara, and this is the Girsa of the Rif, that we're talking about a case where you said the whole bracha of Bori Priya Gafen, and then Toch Kadei Dibor, you were Choser. So you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Bori Priya Gafen, Shakol Yevdar. That's the Gemara Shaila. Can you retract or not? And in which case, I guess either, this is true for Rashi as well, since it's a suffix, we would be makel, according to the Rosh. And therefore, remember, this is where we saw at the very beginning of the year, the Tosas on Daf Yud Beis that has the machlokas, whether we're machmir b'makom suffix or makel b'makom suffix. The Rif holds we're makel b'makom suffix. Tosas thinks we're machmir b'makom suffix. And we talked a lot about why. Why would you think suffix brachos l'chumra? We talked about Rabbi Kiva Eger's theory to explain Tosos, which is actually Rabbi Kiva Eger on our siman right here. So a lot of the makoros on that question, we're not going to go back and redo the sugya Safik Brachos Lakel, but this is now, we're seeing it again, the second time. So that's the Havana, the Rosh, and therefore the Rosh paskins that Chazara does in fact work. Now the most interesting interpretation of the Gemara could be found in the Rambam, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. And he explains that again, I take the cup of beer in my hand and I start off with the intention of saying shahakol, the correct bracha. But for some reason, my tongue slipped. I said the wrong thing. I said a bori priya gafen. And the question is, are we mafsi or not? And therefore, the lemaskana, we're going to be makel and you're yotze. The lesson of the Rambam is, lakach kol shel shechar biyado. So when I started the bracha, I intended to say the right bracha. The top, the amar, boy, priya gafen. In the end, I said, boy, priya gafen, the wrong bracha. Ein machzir in hosel. Unbelievable, I'm yotzei. Unbelievable. So what we're saying is basically that since I had the right kavana, even though I said the wrong words, I'm yotze. We follow the kavana. So the Ravid asks, how could that be? How could it be yotze a bracha if you said the wrong bracha? And moreover, if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, he asks that the Rambam sounds like we paskin basar tchilas linan. Doesn't the Gemara say we're holich basar achisam? Ayin sham, look at how he explains the Gemara, how he explains the Rambam. But really, the Iker Kasha here, the stronger Kasha, is the Raifitz Kasha. How could it be that I'm Yotze, even though I said the wrong words, I said the wrong bracha? So the truth is that the Rambam himself was asked this question. The Chachmei Lumiel asked the Rambam about this, and the Rambam responded. We have his tshuva, it's printed in the Per Hador, and it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, not here, but in Hilchos Kriyashma Perek Aleph. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes this, the answer of the Rambam. The Rambam answers that actually we're talking here not about regular beer, like from hops or from barley or dates. We're talking about Shechar HaYotze Min HaGefen, like the biblical usage of the word Shechar. Remember in the Parsha of Nazir, the Torah uses the word Shechar. The Nazir can't have Yayin or Shechar. Shechar there doesn't mean Miller beer or Budweiser. A Nazir could have Budweiser. The problem is grape beverages. And that's what we're talking about here. And that's why b'diavad, since you used the, you made a bari priya gafen, b'riyotze. The correct bracha would have been a shakal, but it's a bari priya gafen. So the Kesef Mishnah has a lot of problems with this interpretation of the Tshuvas HaRambam. He writes, Tshuvas Rabbeinu Elehem Eina Misyashev Es Klal. It makes no sense. And he concludes, L'chein Ani Omer, Ki Ashe Lazu, Gam Tshuvasa Devrem Stumim V'chasumim Mikol Mokom, L'nindiv Rabbeinu V'chibur, Mira Li Shema Shekasavti Yehuda Bar Nachum. He says, I'll tell you the Pshat HaRambam. The Rambam holds you go Basar Kavana. And this is true even if you have Budweiser. You have a cup of Budweiser, or actually he's talking, right. The same thing is true. In other words, you could be Yotze even though you said the wrong bracha. Now, parenthetically, this raises a very interesting methodological point of the Rambam. I don't think anyone thinks that the Rambam's tshuva was forged or anything. There is a question of whether when you study, are you studying Mishnah Torah or are you studying Rambam, right? In other words, here we know how the Rambam, at least later, explained his position. But what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, and this is reflected in the Beis Yosef and the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, is we learn Mishnah Torah. And this is what it says in the Mishnah Torah, and this is how we're going to study it. And again, this is an interesting methodological point. You know, sometimes when people learn Brisker Torahs, they say, is this what really the Rambam meant? It's a beautiful shtickle Torah to explain the Rambam. But is this what Rambam meant? So is the answer, I don't know, it doesn't matter. This explains what he says in the Mishnah Torah. So again, I don't want to weigh in on that question right now, but I think that that's basically what the Kesef Mishnah is doing over here. The Kesef Mishnah is saying, look, this is, we're going to, what the Rambam says in Tshuva to explain himself is very hard to understand. It's very problematic. And we're going to explain the Rambam as it appears in the Mishnah Torah. As he appears in Mishnah Torah. So that's the way, that's the approach that the Kesef Mishnah takes. Anyhow, the position of the Rambam is what? So what is he saying then? Again, if we explain the Rambam as he appears in Mishnah Torah, right? What he's telling us is something very fascinating, which is even though in other areas of halacha we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, that's true with respect to, let's say, an interaction between two people. If I'm selling something to Aaron, And I had in mind a particular condition, and I don't explicate that position. So we would say Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim, and even though I certainly had it in mind, that has no bearing. Even there, there's an interesting question. Is the pshat that I'm not Neman, or it's not relevant? But one way or the other, it's not relevant at the very least. So Dvarim Shebelev Ein Dvarim. But when it comes to tefillah, that is Avodah Shebelev, and brachos are part of that. And therefore, be'etzem, we follow base, we're more interested in what's in your heart, what you're thinking, than what you say. It's not like Mefkach Memkar. So when it comes to something that has a Maisa, like we mentioned from Rabbeinu Yonah, so then I'm going to say, okay, the Maisa is what defines the action, not what's belayed. But when it comes to something like tefillah, then what matters is the kavana shebelev. Now, lemaisa I didn't say the right bracha, right? The words that I said are totally wrong. So I think you need to add in one more kenach to explain the Rambam. And this is a point that the Aruch HaShulchan makes over here in Sif Hei. And that is that the Rambam is l'shitaso, that b'diavad your yote abracha with hear her alone. And some poskim actually say, though we don't paskin like this Rambam, we keep his position in mind. Some poskim say, for example, b'makom safek bracha, since you can't make a bracha, at least you should be maharer abracha. Because the Rambam hold your yote b'diavad, behear her. And that's reflected in the Rambam's position over here. In other words, here, the bracha that I was meharher, as it were, is the correct bracha, right? I knew I wanted to say shahakol. Shahakol is the right bracha. That's what I had in mind. And for some reason, my mouth slipped. I said the wrong things. Well, what I said is not koveya, because this is dvarim shebelev, and avodah shebelev is what's koveya belev. Aye, but don't you need to say the words? No, you don't need to say the words. You actually yotzei without saying the words. You're yotzei behir her. So since I'm yotzei behir her, so then the bracha works. I'm yotzei. In other words, this is lo gara from a bracha behir her. Because the bracha that it was mahar her was the correct bracha. It's true, the words that I said were incorrect. But for something, for brachos, for tefillah, what's koveh according to the Rambam is not what you say, but rather it's what you think. I guess it should be a chizuk for us to make sure that we have proper kavana when we're saying brachos. We shouldn't think that, all right, at least I said it. Okay, I wasn't thinking about what I was saying. I was just, but at least I said the right words. So the truth is that according to the Rambam, what you said isn't what's really so important. It's really much more about what you think. Now, while that might be true, that's not the way we paskin. That's not the way we paskin. All the poskim reject the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah at least writes that we're not choshish l'shitaso. Could be actually, I don't know, I can't say if that's true among all the Sephardi poskim, but at least among the Ashkenazi poskim, so they reject shitas Rambam here. We would assume then, halach lemaisa, that if you said the wrong words, you're not yotze. We paskin like the other opinion, though, that you can correct it, talk it anywhere. And that brings us to the next question. But first, Adam, you have a question. Go ahead.
I think the Sephardi poskim do paskin like this. I think just because of the other shitos, they say you should either try to fix it right away, talk it edibor, and if not, to nahar believe to be chosh for the shitos. But
in other words, the Rambam, it's a suffix brachos mide suffix lo nafka, so that makes sense. So we would say that at least obviously correcting it would be better, right?
Right.
But if you didn't correct it, b'diavad, we would say you should have a sip, and then that's what you would say. Okay, that
right. Makes sense. And I think Rav Ben Tzion Avishol even explains why the Rambam could make sense either way, because he says it's true no matter what, meaning when you make whatever the bracha you made, it's
true, right? But I still think you have to say the vart that you're yotzei behirer, because if you don't say that, then lamaisa, you haven't said a bracha. In other words, it's true, it's MS. Everybody would agree that if I said a bari priya gafen, and I meant a bari priya gafen, then I can't drink the cup of water, right? So you still need to say the vart of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is that this is only because the Rambam holds that you're Yotzei Behira alone, that you can be Yotzei here. Okay. So as we mentioned before, the other Rishonim say that we're talking about a case, the majority opinion in the Rishonim, that you said the wrong thing and then you corrected yourself, Toch Kedei Dibor. So what you see here is that the error is not a hefsek. In other words, I say shahakol nia bidvaro boi priyagafen or boi priyagafen shahakol nia bidvaro, those incorrect words do not constitute a hefsek. Now, maybe you'll say, okay, because the hefsek total was less than toch kedei dibor, though that itself isn't so simple, because usually toch kedei dibor, until now we've talked about toch kedei dibor of silence. But okay, maybe it's toch kedei dibor. What if it's more than toch kedei dibor? Let's say I started off saying, I'm having a cup of water, and instead of saying shakol ni abidvar, I start saying asher yatzar sadam b'chachma varavonika. I said 10 extra words. And then they wake up. I was like, what am I doing? And I say shakol ni abidvar. I wish these questions weren't like relevant, but sadly sometimes they are. So would that be okay? I added in 10 extra words. Is that a hafsek? So the Ramban says over here, no, it's not a hafsek. Why? So actually something similar to what Adam just said from Rav Ben-Tzion Abba Shaul, the Ramban said before, he said that lemaisa, because it's true, you're saying Hashem created this and that. So at the end of the day, you're saying, yeah, Asher Yatzar Sadam, Chachma, Uvarav, Nevavim, and you're talking about Hashem and the Yetziras HaAdam, and also Shehakol Ni'avidvaro, and therefore it's not a hafsek. In other words, the Di'avid, at the very least, since it's relevant and it's true, it's not a hafsek, even though it's obviously not the proper thing to say at this point. Well, then I was wondering about, what would the din be if it's not about a Yetzira or a Bria? In other words, let's say a person said shekocho gvuraso male olam shehakol ni'avidvaro, or they meant to say asher yatzar and they start saying hamapil or something like that. Now they're going to the bathroom right before they go to bed, they get confused and they switch the asher yatzar to hamapil. So I'm not sure about the answer in that case, because there the svara that the Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bore Zeh B'Zeh isn't as clear. They're not both brachos about Bore. In other words, when it comes to the discussion in our simen, so we're talking about food brachos. All food brachos are more or less Bore. Shehakol is the least, but even Shehakol Ni'avidvaro, it relates to the things Hashem created. And certainly everything else, Bore B'nei Mizonos, Bore Pri Ha'etz, Motzi Lechem and Ha'aretz also. What about if it's not Bria related, but it's still MS? So that's unclear. Maybe you could be medayek a little from the Ramban that would be a problem. So I'm not sure about the answer to that question. Okay. So that's something to think about. If anyone has a raya, let me know. Turning to Sif Gimel, we have the principle that, again, we've discussed in the past extensively of Safik Brachos L'Hakel. We paskin that since all brachos are derabbanan, with the exception of Birkas Hamazon, here the Shulchan Aruch goes against the numerous Rishonim who say even Main Shalosh is deoraisa. So we don't paskin like that, though. As the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra note, it is quite a handful of Rishonim. We paskin only Birkas Hamazon, the Makom Si is deoraisa, and everywhere otherwise we would have paskin suffered brachos lahakel.
How many different?
Okay. So, thank you. So, what about a sfeik sfeika? What about a sfeik sfeika brachos? So, what would a sfeik sfeika mean? In other words, they're two tzvaros, I should be chayiv to make a bracha. Maybe I'm chayiv in this bracha, maybe not. And even if that tzad is wrong and I'm potter, but there's another tzad I'm chayiv. Would we say say a bracha b'makom sveik sveik? So this is a big machlokas achronim. There are achronim who say yes, achronim who say no. What's the view of the Mishnah Brura? So if you look at the Mishnah Brura on Reish Tes Vav, Sif Katan Chaf, he writes, Kasvu ha'achronim, de'afilu yesh sveik sveika, lahatzrech bracha, kigon safek achal zayis alo, bimtim tzalo ma'ar lo achal, shema halacha de'albiria, afilu pachos mekazayis mevarchin. I have three grapes. So three grapes, that's Iberia, and it's Safik of a Kazayas, right? Three grapes, Safik Kazayas. Not huge grapes, that would be a Vada Kazayas, but three regular size grapes are probably a Safik Kazayas. So now, a Sveik Sveika, right? Maybe a Kazayas, I'm making main shalosh. Vimtin Salam, our three grapes are less than a Kazayas. But still, the Yushalmi said you make a bracha achron on a birya, and we're misupik if the Bavli agrees or disagrees. As Tosfos pointed out, maybe the Bavli is in agreement with the Yushalmi, and therefore, maybe I can make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you may not. Because afilu hachi sveiko lahakav loy brach. You don't make a bracha b'makom sveik sveika. Now, the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah a little bit earlier, what we already saw in Siman Reish Zayin implies you do make a bracha b'makom sveik sveika. Why? What does it say in Reish Zayin? The Mishnah Berurah wrote, "Em mistapek im achal kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, en tzarch levarach bori nefashos rabos." And the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Vav, explains that you would have thought you do make a bracha or do make a bari nefashos because of a sveik sveika. Because remember, the re held that you make a bari nefashos on pachos mekezayas. So the Shaar Tzion says, yeah, but all the Rishonim rejected his view. In other words, the re's view was a shita dechuya. And therefore, since it's a shita dechuya, we don't make a bracha b'makom sveik sveika. But the implication is, if the Ri's view was not a chuya, if it was a safek ashakol, if there were two sfekos that were both a safek ashakol, safek if I had a kazaya, safek not, and let's say the Ri's view, let's say half the Rishonim held like the Ri, that pachos mekazayas of mezonos, you still make a bari nefashos, right? Or pachos mekazayas of bread, you make a bari nefashos. So then a real sfek sveka, then you could, we do take a look at his lashon. Again, Reish Zayin, Sif Katan Beis, and Sif Katan Vav, and Shaar Tzion. Safik brachos lahakel. Lechen kasef hayad Aaron, vadin imo. V'lo nuchal et tzarev das ha'ri, shesover de libirkas bori nefashos rabos ein tzarech shir. Da'alo atosos ha'ramam ba'arash ba'pligi ala. V'chein tzarech ba'shulchan aruch. B'pshitos. L'kam ansim in Reish Yud. Im kein. Zelo nechshav l'safik klal. B'nishar rak safik echad. Mashma, that if it was a safik, you would. So we have a little bit of ambiguity in the Shita and the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe he means over here that even the opinions that say that you make a brach makom sveik sveika, here they would agree. That's what he means. But it's not so clear. And the truth is, when we look at other places in the Mishnah Berurah, there are places where he sounds like you do make a bracha b'makom sveik sveika. There are two places that I know of. Maybe there are more. The two places, one is in Siman Daled, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what's the halacha if a person's up all night. So we paskin that you wouldn't make an al natil sidayim before shachris, when you wash your hands. Now, what's the reason? So there's a machlokas why you wash al matil, so you dive in the morning. There's the reason of the Rashba, there's the reason of the Rashba, is it because we're Birya Chadash, is it because of the Chana Latvila? There's really three opinions over there if you look at the Beis Yosef. And when you're up all night, so assuming that you were learning, let's say, United Shavuos, right? So your hands are not necessarily dirty. You haven't touching the Mekomos HaTunafim. You've been learning all night in the Beis Medrash. And therefore, you shouldn't wash and say Al Natil Sidai. But Rabbi Kivager there says, but let's say you go to the bathroom. So then you could make an Al Natil Sidai. Why? Because according to the Rush, after you go to the bathroom, you make a bracha before davening. So maybe we pass them like the Rash. And even if you're going to say we pass them like the Rashba, maybe according to the Rashba, you make a bracha over here. And the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sivkatan Lamed, Paskin's that way. That's the correct thing to do. And he writes that we're mitstaref the view of many poskim, he says, I think it's a majority of the poskim, that say that Lamaisa, anytime your hands became different, dirty, if you're Meshafshef Yadav, when you're going to the bathroom, then before davening, you'd make an Al Natil Sidai. And even though this wouldn't work for everybody, in other words, we couldn't really say a true Mimanashach, everybody do you agree, you make an Al Natil Sidai over here, but we're going to be willing to make an Al Natil Sidai, and that's what we do. It's like a Sveik Sveika. So that's what we do, right? Shavuos morning, they always announce, you know, everybody should go to the bathroom now, and then wash your hands with the bracha, make an Al Natil Sidai. So here we're basically making a bracha based off of this fake sveika. So what's the pshat? I think the pashtus is that this isn't just the fake sveika that's a safek hashacha, right? This is a case where, though not everybody says it, almost, you know, the majority, it's one suffix ashakul plus a majority view, right? A very strong majority view. Therefore, we're allowed to make a bracha. In other words, what we're saying basically is when it's a fake sveika where both of them are safik ashakul, that's a machlokas achronim, and Mr. Barara Paskins, we don't make a bracha. Where it's a sveik sveika where one of them isn't even a safik ashakul, then everybody would agree you don't make a bracha. And when it's a sveik sveika where one of the sveikos, the majority view, does say you make a bracha, so then, at least in certain cases, the Mishnah Berurah is willing to say you do make a bracha. And you see that in one other place that I know of. Again, maybe there's more you could tell me. The other place that I know of is by Sfiras HaOmer. This is actually a very lemaisa shaila. Someone is unsure. They don't remember if they counted, right? Now it's the nighttime and we're about to count the ninth night of the Omer. And the person says, wait a second. Did I count number 8? Right? It's too late now. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you could count. Why? There's a fake sveika. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Tuf pei tas sifkatam lamed ches. Yispor below, yispor b'shar yamin b'bracha. Dika sveik sveika. Shema lo dile klal. Maybe yesterday Ayataka did count day 8. Vim tinsalomar shedile. Well, what if I missed day 8? Shema lacha kosim poskim duchol yom. Hu mitzvah b'nei atzma. We know many Rishonim, they don't hold like the Baha'i. Maybe even the Baha'i didn't say it, they hold. But each day is an independent mitzvah, and even if you missed day 8, you could count day 9 with the bracha. So again, here too, we're making a sveik sveika to make a bracha. Again, seemingly it's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. How could he pass it in this way? So here too, the answer might be that most Rishonim reject the Baha'i. You might even add that it's not even clear that the Baha'i said this. You could throw in another svara over there that since, according to some Rishonim, you'd have to count anyway, misafik, that's also machlokas, first of all, would be this So then maybe you make a bracha. That's machlokas Rambam and Ravid. So there's a number of other stadim over there to say that you'd make a bracha anyway, b'makom sveik sveika. So what's the rule? The rules are, b'derech klal, if you have a sveik sveika, then you don't make a bracha. But if there are cases where there's a strong case to make a bracha, like one of the sveikos isn't a safek ashakol, or even after the sveik sveika, there are further arguments to make the bracha, then we take those opinions into account. And therefore, sometimes we do say sveik sveika, even in brachos. And again, I certainly don't have klalim for Rav Avadia, but you see a similar type of thing in Rav Avadia's psakim that I've noticed, which is his rule is that we don't make a bracha b'makom sveik sveika. That's the general rule. And one place where he spells this out, if you want to take a look, is Yechad Adas Chelak Hei Simen Chaf Aleph and Kahara over there. But there are a number of places where Rav Avadia will allow saying sveik sveika for brachos, because it's not just a sveik sveika. He'll say things like, here's one place where he says that this is in Chazon Avadia, he writes, Vafilu lemanda amar she'en laso sveik sveika bebrachos, medina en kol iser lesmoch besveik sveika, v'chol she'ken she'rov ha'poskim matirim. So again, we don't do it, but where there's more reason to consider it, then we sometimes will. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. I was going to do Simen Reish Yud today as well, but I heard you haven't gotten there yet. So we'll stop here, and you guys will try to pick up the pace, finish Reish Yud today, and do Reish Yud Aleph. Start Reish Yud Aleph. We won't finish Reish Yud Aleph, but at least we'll be able to start Reish Yud Aleph and make some real headway on Tuesday. Mir Tashem, I hope to be back in person starting tomorrow. Have a good day. Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
You could stop the recording.